It often surprises people that I do not own a TV, especially considering my role as a publicist. But there's a very good reason why I don't. I used to have a TV in my home, and the person I was living with constantly had some sort of news commentary blaring throughout the house all day long. I didn't even realize the amount of anxiety this caused me until I moved out and never bought a TV again. Before you think less of me, like I don't know what's going on in the world, let me just tell you that with today's technology, it's easy to get plenty of news straight from my phone whenever I want it. And even when I don't want it, it's often pushed to me through a push notification anyway. Not listening to constant news updates also allows me to be less pessimistic about the world we live in, which in turn makes my general view more optimistic because I'm not being bombarded with other people's views of doom and gloom. The pitch challenge today? Allow yourself just enough time to learn the news and then turn off the newscasts and updates and spend time doing activities that help maintain your health and a positive outlook on life. If you feel a need to process the current state of political or world affairs, go have a healthy discussion about it with a friend or a family member. This allows you to absorb the information, but can also offer you a good level of discourse and balanced views on the news, which can also provide you a more optimistic view on the future.